Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Colton, your friendly neighborhood geek. Even though I was a bookworm, there was only one thing that distracted me. Haley, my super gorgeous and rich neighbor. Once, I even proposed to her with a ring pop. She was the sweetest girl ever. The only thing that stood between us was money. Her family had a lot, and my family was the average type.
We're married now.
Haley laughed, and all I could do was stare. Even though I was just 7 years old, I had a huge crush on her and knew I'd marry her for real one day. We happily licked our ring pops, but just then, Haley stopped smiling and hid her hand behind her back. Suddenly, someone pinched my ear and dragged me to my house.
What do you think you're doing with my daughter?
Haley's mom really didn't like me, even though we were neighbors. She always called me a poor boy, just because they drove a better car than my family.
Haley, how many times must I tell you not to play with this poor boy?
Mom, leave him alone!
Mom, Dad! My parents heard the commotion and came out. As soon as my mom saw how Mrs. Smith was mishandling me, she shoved her so hard that Mrs. Smith fell on her back.
Keep Cody away from my daughter! She's going to be a rich, famous model soon! She can't be hanging out with losers like him!
Well, my son is not a loser. You are, Mrs. Smith. You're just a low-level, materialistic woman. Pathetic.
After that day, Haley's mom never let her hang out with me. As years passed, she became even prettier, while I became the scrawny geek with a terrible fashion sense. By the time we were in high school, my crush on her was unbearable. So one day in ninth grade, I decided to ask her out. After getting flowers and writing a beautiful speech, I waited for everyone to settle down in class, and then I approached Haley and went down on my knee.
Roses are red, violets are blue. My love for you is true, just like this sky is blue.
Okay, maybe not the best speech, but Google had assured me it'd work. Our wedding may have been fake that day under the tree, but my love was always real.
You're pathetic. How could you even think Haley would have time for someone like you?
Haley's out of your league, Cody. Just give up already.
Colton. My name is Colton.
Colton, this is sweet, but you need to stop. You know I'm dating Hero now.
Seriously, dude. Go give these flowers to your grandma or something.
Well, at least my grandma has more brains than you.
What did you say?
Leave him alone, Hero.
Hero was Haley's boyfriend. He was the school karate champion, but when it came to passing his tests, he failed miserably and usually ended up copying me.
Afraid of competition, Hero? How many times have you gotten Haley flowers? I'm guessing zero, just like the score on your math tests.
You're really starting to irritate me.
Hero grabbed the flowers and threw them in the trash. What a jerk! But there was nothing more I could do. He had muscles on top of his muscles, so punching him would only hurt my hand.
I'm sorry, Colton. Please stop trying.
I won't give up.
You'll see.
A few days after my love confession to Haley, I heard a noise coming from her house. And when I looked through the window, I saw her friends hanging out by the pool. Just then, I heard a knock on the door, and when I opened it, I almost tripped when I saw who it was. Haley, why are you here?
I'm sorry about what happened the other day.
It's okay. I'll always be here for you.
That's sweet, Colton. Anyway, a bunch of us are hanging out at the pool. Want to join us?
Me?
Duh! Yes, you! See ya!
After she left, I rushed to my parents' room and raided my dad's closet. I put on his favorite shirt and drenched myself with his cologne. I had a girl to impress, so I stood in front of the mirror and practiced my entry to the party.
Hi. Are you Google? 'Cause you have everything I'm searching for.
That was a good one, right? And if that didn't work, this next one was a sure thing.
I hope you know CPR, because you took my breath away.
At the time, I felt like $1 million. But as soon as I walked into the party, I spotted Haley and walked towards her. But Hero stood and blocked my way.
What's that smell? Did you bathe in cologne, bro?
Before I could answer him, he picked up a water balloon and threw it at me.
You need to wash off that smell before you give us all a bad headache. Maybe I should just throw you into the pool.
When Hero started to walk toward me, I knew I had to do something, so I picked up a big bowl of punch and dropped it over his head. And then Haley suddenly rushed to him.
Hey, what did you do that for?
I couldn't believe it. How was she not mad at him? He started it.
I regret inviting you to my party.
Yeah, she only invited you because she felt sorry for you.
Wow, so much for thinking that Haley actually cared about me. I don't need anyone to feel sorry for me. Enjoy your stupid party, Haley. After the party, I vowed to stop trying to impress Haley and focused on my science projects. When it was time for the school annual talent show, I had the perfect idea. I was going to make ice cream from scratch.
Dude, what are you even doing?
Actually, I'm making ice cream.
Did you say ice cream? Yum!
Sure, you can have some.
Me too, me too!
Before I knew it, I was surrounded by girls. Who's laughing now, Hero? As I was busy enjoying all the attention, the lighting on the runway stage changed to pink, and Haley made an entrance. It was hard not to look, and I had to admit, she looked beautiful. I pulled myself together and went back to dishing out ice cream, until I heard Haley scream, and when I looked, I saw her fall on the runway. Seconds later, Hero was by her side, being the perfect boyfriend.
Who wants to try a new flavor?
As weeks went by, my newfound fame faded. I went back to being invisible. Until one day when I accidentally walked into karate class. And as soon as Hero saw me, he smirked.
Dude, are you lost? Loser's corner's that way.
He thought he was so clever. So I decided to mess with him. I'm not lost. I'm here to learn karate.
You mean you're here to try and impress Haley?
Not everything is about Haley.
This is not the place for you, Colton.
It's not up to you to decide.
Okay, that's enough. Colton, welcome to the class. If you're serious, put your books down and get on the mat, and show us what you got.
I knew I'd just walked straight into the lion's den, but there was no way I was going to back out and have Hero laugh at me. I had no clue what he wanted me to show them, so when I got on the mat, I closed my eyes and remembered all the moves I'd watched on the Karate Kid movie. Hi-ya!
Time to come out of your trance, Colton. That was, impressive. Now it's time to practice. Keisha, you're on.
As soon as I heard Keisha's name, I knew I was in trouble. Keisha was the female version of Hero. She was the female karate champion and Haley's best friend. Without warning, Keisha stood up and swept me off my feet. Literally, I landed on my butt. Time out, time out! Oh, my back hurts. Ouch. This was a bad idea. You were right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I was lost. I was headed to the library. I may not be as good in karate, but I'm smart, and I'm okay with that. As I walked away from the gym, limping, Keisha caught up with me.
Are you here to finish me off?
Relax, crybaby. I just want to talk.
Right. Then talk. I don't have all day.
Rude! Anyway, I liked what you said to Hero just now. You're smarter than him, and he hates it. Don't ever let him put you down.
I was stunned. Keisha always treated me like I was invisible. Thanks?
Look, we don't have to like each other. I'm actually risking my reputation talking to you like this. But I want to help you.
Help me with what?
With Haley. I can help you get her attention.
No thanks, I'm over her now.
Just imagine it. In just a few weeks, you can be just as buff as Hero. Then you'll be both beauty and brains.
Honestly, it was like I couldn't escape Haley no matter how much I tried. I'd work on myself in other ways. Karate wasn't it. Also, why was Keisha being so nice all of a sudden? What's in it for you?
Forget I said anything. You never stood a chance with Haley anyway.
Keisha stormed off and left me confused. One minute she was nice, the next minute she looked like a hurricane. What was that about? A few hours later, I was walking home from school when I spotted Hiro's car parked by the roadside. As I got closer to the car, I noticed he had a girl with him and he was kissing her. Ugh, just my luck. I know I said I was over Haley, but that didn't mean I wanted to see her kiss him. I was about to walk away when something caught my eye. The girl in the car was not Haley. It was Keisha.
Hello, lovebird.
Colton, please don't tell Haley.
I thought she was your best friend. It all made sense now. This was why Keisha was so determined to help me with Haley. She wanted her out of the way.
It's not what it looks like.
Right. And next you're going to tell me that the sky isn't blue. And you, got nothing to say?
This is none of your business. You better keep your mouth shut, or else I'll knock your teeth out.
He was kind of right. It really wasn't any of my business. Also, I loved my teeth. So I turned to walk away, but just then, Haley rode by and stopped when she saw us.
Hey, girl! I thought you were already home!
Wow, she was so fake. Couldn't Haley see through all this acting?
What are you guys doing here?
Nothing, babe. Just having a little chat with Colton.
Actually, they...
Babe, don't believe anything Colton says. He didn't see anything.
You fool! He didn't tell her anything, but you just might have. What's going on?
I was done covering for those backstabbers. I may have gotten over Haley, but she deserved to know the truth. I caught them kissing just now.
What?
Honestly, Haley, I don't understand how you can surround yourself with such fakes.
What did you just say? I'm gonna teach you a lesson.
That was all the warning I got before he aimed a flying kick at me. But Haley jumped in right in front of me, and the kick landed right on her face.
Oh no. I'm so sorry, Haley. I didn't mean to.
Don't touch me!
Shame on both of you. Haley did not show up at school for a week, and when she did, her mom was with her. When Hiro saw how bruised her face was, he went to talk to her, but her mom shoved him away.
You're not allowed near my daughter! Do you know how much money we're losing as we wait for her face to heal?
I felt really bad for Haley, but there was nothing I could do, so I buried myself in books and spent most of my time in the library. I wanted to make something of myself. I eventually stayed away from Haley, and once I completed school, I moved to the city and became a successful businessman, owning my own coffee shop. One day as I sat in a restaurant scrolling through my phone, a lady carrying a coffee pot tripped and landed on my lap. The pot landed at my feet, splashing coffee on my shoes. Hey, watch it!
I'm so sorry, mister.
I was about to tell her off when I realized who it was. Haley?
Colton? Wow, you look different.
Not geeky and scrawny anymore.
I never thought you were geeky and scrawny. Also, there's nothing wrong with being either of those things.
Ah, then was it the cologne? That was my dad's, by the way.
There was nothing wrong with you, Colton. I actually liked you. But Mom wanted me to date Hiro because his dad was a famous modeling agent.
Of all the things I expected her to say, that wasn't one of them. What? That's crazy. As I stared at her, she reached for her necklace, pulled it out from under her blouse, and revealed a ring pop? It couldn't be.
Do you remember this?
How could I not? Is this the same one I gave you when we were kids?
Yes, I've been saving it this whole time.
I was stunned. All this time, I thought Haley ignored me because I was a geek. Turns out she was just afraid of her controlling mom. Haley, I... Just then, the woman I hated most at that moment walked in and came straight toward us.
Hi, Hales. Do you have $100 I could borrow?
Oh, and I just saw this fancy car outside.
Ooh, and who's this handsome gentleman?
Mom! You really don't recognize Colton?
She came in and squinted so close to my face I could feel her breath.
Odie? Colton! It's Colton, Mom! And that fancy car outside, that's his!
I've never seen anyone's face brighten up faster than Mrs. Smith's did that day. Suddenly, I had an idea. Hey, Mrs. Smith, you said you needed 100 bucks, right?
Yeah, I do, actually. There's this really cute dress at the mall, and I just have to have it.
Not so fast. I'll only give you this if you agree to cover Haley's shift so she and I can go for a drive in my fancy car.
Oh, but...
Take it or leave it.
Fine. I'll do it.
Where to?
I know just the place. When Haley and I walked out of the coffee shop, I thought about taking her to a fancy restaurant, but I chose to bring her to our tree instead. So, how have you been? Why are you working at the coffee shop? As soon as I asked that last question, I regretted it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean...
It's okay. I also didn't think I'd end up there.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
What happened?
I quit modeling because there was too much pressure from Mom. I planned to go to college and get away from her, but I found out she'd squandered all of our savings, so here I am. Worse still, we might lose our house due to her ridiculous spending.
Once again, I was filled with rage at Haley's mom. Seriously, what kind of mom does that? I'm so sorry, Haley. Tell me how I can help. As I listened to Haley, I made a decision to help her go to college and keep her house. I was angry at her mom, but if I refused to help, Haley would suffer too. You don't have to pay for your mom's mistakes. I'll make sure you go to college and keep your house. As Haley hugged me, I reached out to the tree and I removed a patch of tree bark. And out fell my ring pop. I hid it there years ago when I decided to stop trying to win over Haley.
Oh my god! You kept yours too?
Yep. Now how about we put them back on?
Wait, does this mean we're married again?
And what do you think I said?